USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Today marks the 77th anniversary of D-Day. Roughly 156,000 Allied troops stormed the beaches of Normandy to liberate Europe from the Nazis. More than 2,500 American soldiers gave their lives. Thousands more were hurt or missing. The operation was the largest seaborne invasion in history. It led to the end of World War II. Vice President Harris is set to visit Guatemala today and Mexico on Monday. The Vice President is set to offer hundreds of thousands of coronavirus vaccines, tens of millions of dollars in regional humanitarian aid, and also propose a $4 billion long-term plan to help security in Guatemala. It has been 74 days since Kamala Harris has gone without a news conference since being tapped to control the border crisis. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alarute, and I'm in the best shape of my life. I love working out hard every day, but I turned 60 this year, and working out can cause some serious aches and pains. I was commiserating with my buddy, Jay Schrader, the Super Bowl champion and former Raiders quarterback, about the challenges of staying in great shape for anyone over age 50. Jay said I had to try SonsOfLibertyCBD.com, and it would heal my body, mind, and soul. He was right. No more aches and pains. I feel like $1 million. Finding quality CBD, not easy, but Sons of Liberty CBD, highest quality CBD I've ever seen. CBD is not pot. It won't get you high. It's 100% legal. It's 100% American made. CBD is mainstream, and it works. For my listeners, SonsOfLibertyCBD.com is offering a discount of 15% off every product if you use the code WAR15 at checkout. Even better, you can combine this discount with your subscription discount for 25% off. Please support veteran-owned, service-disabled, small business, SonsOfLibertyCBD.com. Just say WAR15 to get 25% off.
An Amazon driver in California is under arrest for allegedly punching a customer in a delivery dispute. The attack caught on video allegedly shows 21-year-old Itzel Ramirez engaging in a verbal attack with a 67-year-old woman in Castro Valley. Then the female driver began to throw punches at the customer. The Alameda County Sheriff's Department saying the victim suffered visible injuries, including a possible broken nose. Ramirez is being held on a $100,000 bond. More severe rain is headed to the flood-drenched south-central United States. Heavy rainfall is predicted today from western Alabama to east Texas. Forecasters are warning of flash flooding, overflowing rivers, and travel delays. Some parts of the region are still saturated from the last heavy rain, increasing the chances of flooding. The flood risk could extend through Wednesday as stormy weather stretches toward Arkansas and Tennessee. More news online at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Anheuser-Busch is offering Americans free beer if the country reaches President Biden's July 4th vaccination goal. Eligible adults would just need to upload a picture of themselves at their favorite place to grab a beer, whether that's in a bar or at home, and go to mycooler.com/beer to get a $5 virtual debit card that can be used for any Anheuser-Busch product. Fox News medical contributor Dr. Marty McCrary reacts to some of the incentives big companies are giving, and states are giving for that matter, to help incentivize folks to get people vaccinated.
Well, I do think it's a little embarrassing on the global stage. Right now, we're spending a tremendous amount of money trying to convince those unvaccinated to get it. And if you look at California, they're spending upwards of $116 million just to try to coax those unvaccinated to get it. So, you know, people overseas are vulnerable. They need the vaccine. And I think it shows sort of an excess of wealth in the United States. And I think we don't look very good right now internationally.
A federal judge overturned California's 32-year ban on so-called assault-style weapons on Friday, describing it as a failed experiment and prompting scathing criticism from the state's governor and attorney general. California has prohibited the sale of the weapon since 1989. The ban was challenged in a 2019 lawsuit. The state does have 30 days to appeal the decision. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.